Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're back for another episode. We've just finished Victoria Film Festival and watched a whole bunch of movies over the last couple of weeks.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
It's a wuss film festival.
You know, I only went to like 10 movies when I was there. And I think I saw most of them already.
Not going to lie, I don't feel like I've been warmed up until I've seen at least 50.
Yeah. My problem was that I worked 8 days in a row, including the weekend, the first weekend. So I was exhausted, like just mentally drained. I was at the end of my old job, but I start the new job this week. So I'm pretty excited for that.
Sweet.
Yeah. How do you feel after the festival?
I feel good.
Right on.
Yeah. I've seen a bunch of the films too. So a lot of repeat viewings and a couple of good films. But yeah, pretty boring 3 weeks, I think. Not a lot going on.
Yeah, that's right.
The doldrums of early spring.
That's right. That's right. So have you been up to anything exciting? Did you do anything for Valentine's Day?
I watched 50 Shades.
Yeah. We'll get into that.
No, I went to the film festival.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty much what I did.
I took Sarah for the third year in a row. We went to Boston Pizza. We had a heart-shaped pizza. And I took a couple cheesy pictures of us. And cheesy, get it?
Wow. You're here all night, dude?
Yeah, that's where I am.
Jeez. Two shows.
That's right. And we, after that, we went to see It Follows and loved it all over again.
Hell yeah.
Otherwise, I've been doing a lot of research for South by Southwest, the festival that takes place in Austin, Texas next month. It's music, film, and interactive. So it's going to be crazy, man. I'm freaking out. Not only because of the weak Canadian dollar, it's going to cost me like a small fortune. Also, it's just going to be a total clusterfuck. So we'll see. I have to try it once.
And no offense, man, you tend to break down at film fests.
Well,
you get sick and
you always get
some sort of cold.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've been sick every time I go to Austin. So we'll see. We'll see. I always soldier on and make it through. So my target is to see maybe 3 or 4 films a day. That's.
Throw that up to 5, dude.
Yeah, right.
Going a long way. Get it up to 5.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try.
The power of barbecue compels you.
That's true. That's true. It's very true.
You're not allowed to go to LA Barbecue because we're doing that in September.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the place.
All right.
Yeah. I'm already telling you that. I've been doing some research.
Nice.
We did Franklin's.
Oh, yeah.
And that was amazing.
Scratch that off the list.
Pretty damn amazing.
Oh, totally.
This is supposedly the new place.
Oh, really?
Everybody's going to.
Right on.
So we're doing that in September.
Cool. Yeah, sounds good, man. Do you have anything else before we get into the...
I am so jealous of you having a new job.
Oh.
Because I hate my job.
Oh, no way.
I work at a pharmacy and they switch my shifts every week. And if I try to take any time off or tell them, oh, I can't work that day, I get yelled at.
That's brutal, man.
We're going to a 24-hour film festival thing in 2 weeks in Vancouver. Yeah. And I tried to get time off for that. And I got the stink eye. And
oh, man.
I was trying to get the Friday off. And they're like, no, you have to work Friday. You have to travel at night. Even though you're going to a 24-hour film festival the next day, you might want to rest. I don't get to rest because my boss sucks.
Oh, it sucks, man.
And, I need a new job.
Yeah.
United play tomorrow in the FA Cup.
Oh, that's right.
Liverpool advanced yesterday.
They did. They had to come from behind.
Man, it was 1-0. And I'm like, oh, Liverpool's going out.
That's right.
And they came back in 1-2-1.
Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah, that's right. It was 1-0 before our movie started, right?
I know.
I checked the score.
I was totally going to bust you on it, but you came in late.
Yeah. No, I checked the score just before I came in and then checked it right as soon as I got out.
Big win for Liverpool last weekend against the Tottenham Hotspur.
Oh, that's right.
Balotelli.
Yeah. He finally came through. He paid off.
I have more goals than Mario Balotelli.
He's a bust.
Yeah.
Total bust.
My Red Wings are still doing okay.
Right on.
Third in the conference.
Nice.
With two less games played.
Oh, no way.
Oh, yes.
Huh. Right on.
We're going to be the number one seed. And I still really suck at Last of Us.
Oh, yeah. You still need that ammo cheat, right? It's a
very hard game.
It is.
It gets really hard. And I'm just like, wow, I'm still not very good at fighting.
Nice. Yeah. It's a tough game.
And I borrowed a buddy of mine's copy of Evolve and played it online. I suck at that game, too.
Oh, brutal.
There's like monsters jumping at me, and I'm like, ah!
Right on.
So, yeah, I gave that back. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Luckily, I didn't have a headset, so that people couldn't laugh at me.
Yeah, that's right. Man, on the topic of games, my next game I'm going to obsess about is The Sims 4. It's finally coming to the Mac. So by the time this gets posted, I'll be a few days deep Sims 4. I love those games.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They're so fun.
Do you have like a fake wife? And
My guy, I always make my guy a total player and like, try to woohoo with as many women as I can. And it's fun.
So it's like true life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's all about me. Yeah, so...
Yeah, other than that, as I said, it's been Film Fest, work, sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Plus, it seems like we're finally getting into some good movies.
It is finally this weekend.
Yeah.
I left the theater just buzzing after... you'll find out movie. Yeah. But, yeah, finally, like, January is always such a tough...
January and February. The beginning of February was pretty awful.
Yeah. I was skipping a lot of stuff because I refuse to watch the bad movies.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Even though I ended up watching them because I was bored.
Yeah.
Because I do like going to watch movies.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, you can only watch The Wedding Ringer and Taken 3 and all those crap films.
Oh, totally.
Kind of destroys you.
Breaks you down.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. So should we get into some rant action?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So we're going to get into the rant where we each talk about something that's movie related, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, at the movie theaters.
Adrian's always about Twitter.
It truly is. Yeah. Mine this week. I'll get into mine right now. My rant is about 50 Shades of Grey and the people who feel like they have to jump on whatever social media platform they use to tell people they should not go see 50 Shades of Grey because
MySpace.
Yeah, that's right. Local band, shout out, what up? They jump on these platforms so they can say, don't go see 50 Shades of Grey. It celebrates rape culture and you're just empowering men and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's got a large fan base. It's a massively popular book. It's got a fan base. Of course, there's going to be a movie about it. And when you watch the actual movie, we'll get into this later, it doesn't celebrate any kind of rape culture at all. It does quite the opposite, I thought. But, yeah, that's my rant. People just shitting all over people, just shaming them. I think that's disgusting. If somebody's into 50 Shades of Grey or Transformers or whatever, sure, make fun of them a little bit. But some people are just crossing the line. It's brutal.
Team Anastasia Steele here.
Nice, yeah. Nice. And, team and, Christian, what
and,
up?
And if we're into crappy books, I'm Team Jasper in Twilight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have no idea who that is.
Jasper.
So that's my rant. What's yours?
My rant is about... last night we saw It Follows.
Yeah, that's
really
right.
A really damn good horror film that I've now seen 3 times.
Yeah.
Before it's opened. 3 times. Really good film. Saw it at the Victoria Film Festival. Your second time seeing it.
Yeah, yeah.
We both really like this film.
It's awesome.
And I got home and I was thinking, you know what? What other good horror films are coming out this year? Do I remember anything? And then something came into my head. Last September, there was supposed to be a really good horror film coming out. And it got delayed. Nobody really knows why. So, Open Road Films. Where the hell's The Green Inferno?
Yeah, yeah.
Really want to see that film. I like cannibal films. People That's getting right. eaten.
Yeah.
That's a cool film.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. Yeah.
Blood. Meat.
That's right.
People on impaled by sticks.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that shit.
Yeah.
I need to see that film.
Oh, totally.
I need to see it now.
Yeah.
So please release it.
Yes, release the Green Inferno.
I like gory horror films.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Rant over.
All right. Yeah, I remember hearing something about money getting tied up and whatever. Who knows?
I've heard it's not a terribly great film, but I heard it's really violent.
Yeah.
So I'm down with that.
Yeah, why not check it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, give us a chance to see it, damn it.
Yeah, don't bury it and say that it was because of money. Just put it out.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
VOD.
Give it to us on VOD.
Yeah.
Or Netflix.
I bet you the real reason is because it's really violent.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
People don't react well to that, even though the masses tune in to watch The Walking Dead every Sunday.
I know, but I heard this film's really violent, and I would just love to be at a screening on a Friday night. I'd be like, these cannibals eating these little pretty girls in the jungle and watching all these people scream.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be pretty sweet.
So yeah, please, Open Road Films, help a brother out.
Yeah, hook us up. Give us a chance.
Anybody's got a screener? You know where to find me.
That's right. So that was some pretty good rant action.
Rant over.
Rant over. Should we get into some main reviews?
Which one do you want to destroy first?
Oh, I don't know which one I want to destroy first, Bill. Can you guess which one I want to talk about first?
That was really creepy.
That was me doing Eddie Redmayne.
I'm very disturbed.
From Jupiter Ascending. I did not tell Bill I was going to do that.
Yeah, that was real. If one of you could see my face, I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, man. I really wanted to do the whole thing in Eddie Redmayne voice, but I can't.
Actually hear you, so you weren't doing the Eddie Redmayne.
That's true.
So, yeah, we're talking about Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah, the Wachowski film, the Wachowskis.
Can I rant about something else?
Yeah, do it.
If you're a complete idiot, and there's people out there who are complete idiots, could you stop calling them the Wachowski brothers? You morons.
Those people are just dumb.
Are you dumb? Have you not noticed something about one of the brothers? He's not a brother anymore.
No, he hasn't been a brother for years.
Yeah, did you not see any press for Cloud Atlas?
Yeah.
Did you not buy the Blu-ray, which you damn well should have?
Lana Wachowski.
Yes.
Used to be Larry Wachowski.
And plus, on the film, it just says the Wachowskis.
Yeah.
You should have picked that up.
People are stupid.
I'm full of rant action.
Oh, totally. Jeez.
Full of hate.
That's right. Path to the dark side.
I'm back.
That's right.
I was the really aggressive one in the first 10 episodes, and then Adrian got really aggressive. But I'm back.
All right. Let's do it.
Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah.
The film I actually kind of liked.
You did, which is weird.
Here's the thing. It's really dumb.
Yeah.
And it's stupid.
Can you, for anybody who hasn't seen it or hasn't seen a trailer or still can't make what it's all about from the trailer, what's this movie about?
Every generation there's a slayer, and it's called Buffy.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Every generation in this world, there's a woman made of a certain genetic sequence, and she is the queen of a planet or something.
Yeah.
I think.
And she owns a bunch of planets.
And she's part of a royal family, and they all own the universe. And they all own part of the universe, each of them. And they're all fighting over Jupiter's part because she hasn't come to yet.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been able to find her. Well, guess what, folks? She gets found.
Mm-hmm.
By Channing Tatum.
Tate Yum.
With a blonde goatee thing and
gravity boots
and the Back to the Future boots.
Yeah, that's right.
But cooler because he has to skate while going.
Yeah.
A terrible visual if there ever was one.
That's hilarious.
Jupiter ascends to her post as a princess in this. I don't get the plot. I'm trying to figure this one out as I go.
It's terrible.
Adrian just saw it, so
I did just
and
see
he
it.
Is completely just as screwed up as I am.
Yeah, it's for a movie that has so much exposition. I joked right before we started. I said this is exposition. The movie, it still doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like the flow of everything that happens. There's twists and turns, and there's a twist and turn right after that twist and turn. And I just kept rolling my eyes because I was like, I don't care about any of this stuff that's happening.
Okay, so here's what I liked about it. I have no problem giving props to any filmmaker that tries something, even if it is a complete failure. There's a lot of good science fiction films, and then there's this film.
Yeah.
It is really dumb.
It's bad. Yeah, and
but
dumb.
You know what? I was never bored.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a really big thing to me.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it looked pretty decent.
Oh, yeah.
Cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
And Warner Brothers is losing a lot of money on this one.
Yeah.
I don't tell you the truth. They lost a lot of money on Cloud Atlas.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A damn awesome film
that
is way better than this film.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
But I will give them props. I was never bored. Everybody who's acting in this film is awful.
Oh, yeah.
The plot is dumb and stupid.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I still kind of liked it. I apologize if I'm the only person who did, because everybody seems to hate this film.
Oh, people are calling for the end of the Wachowskis.
Yeah.
I still don't get that, because before this film, I've enjoyed pretty much everything they've done to a certain extent. And like you said, I'm glad that they're trying something bold. It is... It is a very, what's the word?
It's not.
It's ambitious.
Yeah.
It's very ambitious to build something like this, which is going to freak out the general masses and hardcore cinephiles, as we've seen over the last few weeks.
See, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, try something.
Yeah.
They're like Christopher Nolan.
Yeah. Totally.
He's always trying stuff, too.
Yeah.
And, you know... Not in the same class.
Yeah.
I think Nolan's obviously a better filmmaker.
Right, right.
But don't see it in the theater. It's really pretty looking. I liked the look of it. I thought it looked really cool. But as I said, I think I'm the only person that likes this film.
I think so.
And I didn't even really like it that much.
In the beginning, the opening action sequences with Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis, I was really into it. I was like, whoa, this is cool. Like, what the hell? What are people talking about? And then the movie keeps going.
Yeah, the second it kind of gets to space,
yeah,
it gets a little weird.
Oh, it's terrible. Just terrible. Like, the Mila Kunis is just grossly miscast in this role. I finally realized, I don't know why it took so many years, but she's not an actress at all.
No.
Like, she's not capable of emoting on screen, and she's not capable of delivering comedy. I think they were trying comedy with her in this film, and it just didn't work. For somebody who was on a comedy show for so many years, it's weird that she did not pick up on some comedic chops and timing.
Can we also get something out of the way?
Sure.
Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, he was brutal.
There are no words.
No.
He is awful in this film.
Like, why didn't one of the Wachowskis be like, okay, the thing with the voice, let's stop that.
Yeah.
It's not working.
I've heard people think it's really good, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it is so bad. He sounds, the way I kept thinking about it when I was watching the movie, I was like, he sounds like a feeble old man about to die. It was just so bad. And then he would shout for no reason. And it was weird. It was just such a stupid balance.
The more I talk about it, the more I don't like it.
Yeah. But
I'm still going to say I like it.
It's.
But just barely. Like,
yeah.
Definitely a lot better films out there. We're going to talk about one in a bit. But
oh, yeah.
I'd say Redbox it.
Yeah. Hey, Redbox is gone from Canada pretty soon.
Damn.
But since most of our listeners are American,
Redbox.
Y'all will have Redbox.
Or VOD it.
Yeah. It's worth checking out. Yeah, just
it
to
might
see.
Look better. It might work better on a small screen.
Maybe. Yeah. Are we done with Jupiter Ascending?
Yeah.
All right.
Very light recommendation.
I say skip it. Anyway.
I thought you were totally going to crap on that film.
Oh, well, you know what?
There's no point.
There's no point, and I love the Wachowskis. I really enjoy their work. This is, for me, the first big swing and miss. I'll still line up and see their next film.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Are you talking about Speed Racer?
Speed Racer.
I like Speed Racer.
Oh, you're one of them.
I'm one of those people.
Oh, and Matrix 3.
I enjoyed the Matrix 3.
Oh. Oh, dude.
Yeah, man. Dude. I'm one of those people. I will never defend it because either side of that coin, you're not going to change your mind. So it's pointless.
I remember when Matrix 2 opened and I'm sitting in the theater and they're all this like rave dance thing. And I'm like, they really screwed this up.
Oh, you thought so?
Oh my God, this was, how can you screw the Matrix up? You've screwed the Matrix up.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we'll save that for our Wachowski episode.
Next.
What should we talk about next?
How about, let's say the best for last.
Okay, let's do that.
So, cool. 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey. Oh, man. So, I'm gonna try to describe what happens in this movie.
I saw something really funny on Twitter. Somebody was like, go see 50 Shades of Gay, the Duke of Burgundy.
What? That movie owns.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but... I know you like it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
So good. See, the 50 Shades of Grey just starts out really, really stupid. It's just so stupid. So, Anastasia Steele has to conduct an interview for her friend who's a journalist or journalism student. Her friend is too sick.
For the school newspaper.
Yeah, she's too sick. There's no other way she could conduct the interview. No way they could jump on Skype or hop on the phone and talk for 10 minutes. She has to send her friend.
Or email.
Or email.
Which she does anyway.
Jesus. So they live in Portland, so she drives to Seattle. That is a drive.
That's a hike, man.
That is a drive. Yeah. That's a friend. Wow. When you think about that, I didn't think about that till now. Anyway, she freaking goes to Seattle.
Why are you trying to keep on going.
I'm only mentioning this because I've driven in that area and I know how stressful it is to drive to Seattle. Anyway, she goes there. He says they have 10 minutes. And immediately she falls down into his office. So this started out as Twilight fan fiction, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you can certainly see the seams. As soon as as everything's unfolding, she's biting her lip and blah, blah, blah. So they conduct this interview and he's very intimidating and she's very intimidated. And as she leaves the office, it rains on her and she's wet. And oh my goodness, the symbolism of her getting wet as she leaves.
I believe the term you're looking for is moist.
Moist, that's right.
Yes.
Okay. So she drives back to Portland and her friend's like, yay, he emailed the interview questions and answers to me. Thank you. And what a waste of a trip.
And then he starts stalking her.
He is brutal. He is such a stalker.
I know. Like, I'm going to show up at your work. You never told me where you worked, but yeah. I'm just going to show up there randomly.
Yeah. And then her like jealous coworker is all protective of her.
I like how every dude in the film loves Anastasia. Except for she doesn't like anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. She's not into anybody.
No.
She's got all these guy friend zones around her. But she falls for Christian Grey. I could not tell you why.
He's got the blue steel stare on.
Yeah.
He's a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not likable.
No, no.
I have no idea. Like, is he likable in the book? I don't really remember.
Yeah, yeah, you read the first book. Yeah,
it was terrible. I don't really remember. But, he is so not a nice person.
Yeah.
And she, falls more in love with him, and he does nothing.
Yeah. Talk about the chemistry in this movie.
There's chemistry?
No, that's the point, right? There's no on-screen chemistry here.
Okay, so I hated this film. The one thing I did like about the film was Dakota Johnson. I like her. She's good.
Yeah.
I think she's a decent actress who's acting in a different film and looks completely the part. Everything is good with her. But my God, Jamie Dornan is like as bad as Eddie Redmayne is.
Oh, totally.
In Jupiter Ascending. He is terrible. I could give a fuck about that guy.
Yeah, he was brutal.
He's supposed to be the guy that sweeps her off her feet in this romantic film that all the women are supposed to love. Is that the kind of dick that you people like?
Yeah, just robotic.
Yeah,
no emotion.
That is a good term. He is a robot.
Yeah, yeah.
He is awful.
Yeah.
And everybody heard that the two main leads hate each other in real life. Oh, you can tell.
Oh, yeah. They're just reading lines of dialogue the whole time.
Is this film supposed to be sexy?
I don't think so.
Is this a woman's fantasy?
Yeah, it was.
Is this their idea of sexy? Because it sure wasn't mine.
It was pretty lame. The sex was super boring. As I was watching the film, I was like, man, this has a lot of unintentionally funny dialogue. what does he say? Two things. I don't make love. I fuck. I've been dropping that line with Sarah.
I totally thought you were going to say, don't touch my Percocet.
Oh, damn it.
And two, do you have any Percocet?
Oh, man, that would have been perfect.
Props out to Goon.
Yeah, that's a great shout out to Goon. Oh, damn it. I dropped that ball. Now, all weekend, I've been saying that to Sarah, like just different variations. I'll be like, two things. I don't make love. I sleep. I nap.
then you order pizza.
Yeah. That's right. The lines were just terrible, piss poor dialogue. And it just felt like a big budget Lifetime movie. And a really bad one at that.
Yeah. I agree. I really hated this film. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Other than one scene at the end of Dakota Johnson just being really good, and I thought she was really great in that scene, it raised it from a 1 star out of 5 to a 2 star out of 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My thing was that it kept building to something that never arrived. It felt like a filler episode in a TV show.
But it's a 3-book series.
Yeah.
It's 2 more movies, man.
Yeah. All I did was serve a setup to the next one.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. No.
Yeah. And it was bloated. It was over 2 hours.
I know.
The runtime was over 2 hours.
And holy shit, could there be a bit more like Beyonce remixes in that movie?
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it was super lame. Just boring. Unsexy. No chemistry. Terrible dialogue. This movie has nothing going for it. You like Dakota Johnson, but I just, maybe I was so far removed from the film that I couldn't notice that she was doing a good job.
There's nothing to latch on to in this film.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. Like, even the roommate is fucking garbage.
Yeah.
It's like they just grabbed some girl off the street and was like, hey, have you read 50 Shades of Grey? She's like, oh my God, yes.
The people who I talked to at work about this film, all of them are like big fans in the book, and they can't even defend this movie.
Yeah.
And I go, is there anything redeeming in the film? And they're like, well, the guy from Sons of Anarchy should have been Christian Grey. I'm like, that's not a quality.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with Jamie Dornan, that's cool, because he is bloody awful.
Yeah, well, totally.
But the whole idea of somebody else... Oh my God, he's not the right guy. Well, he is the person in the film, so you gotta take it.
Oh yeah.
And I don't care what you think about the book. The film is just unwatchable shit.
It's pretty bad.
I said this last podcast that the Wedding Ringer was the first really terrible film of the year.
Oh, yeah.
This is the second.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. I hated this film.
Oh,
hated it. With two snaps up in Living Color style.
That's right. Two snaps in Z formation. Welcome to Men on Film.
Yeah.
Okay, if we're going to go from the second worst, the second bad film of the year. How about we get into one of the first great ones?
Yeah, I think truly the first great film of the year.
Yeah,
non-festival.
Yeah, non-festival, wide release.
Yeah,
We're talking about Kingsman: The Secret Service.
And word kind of leaked out about this a couple months ago.
Yeah, played at Butnumathon.
Yeah, in Austin, Texas. And
everybody freaked out.
Everybody freaked out.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, cool, because it got delayed.
Yeah, that's right. It was supposed to open up last fall, wasn't it?
Kind of a kiss of death kind of deal.
Yeah.
Whoa, no, this is awesome.
It's wicked, man.
And you didn't want to see it.
From the first trailer to the second trailer, I was not into it at all.
And last podcast, you were like, I don't really care if I see it. And I'm like, well, the Butnumathon. And you're like, okay, well, maybe I'll see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you happy that you saw it?
Oh, totally. So happy. It's such a wicked movie. It's just great action, and Colin Firth just being like at the top of his game. He is so good in this.
Kind of makes you wonder how awesome Colin Firth would have been as Bond.
Oh, totally. Yeah. He would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this kind of is. It's like a group of Bonds who teach new Bonds to be Secret Service guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard some people compare this to like X-Men.
Really?
With the training montage and the teamwork and all that stuff. I'm not sure I see it.
I kind of get that.
Yeah.
Less mutant abilities.
That's right. But yeah, the training stuff was all really cool. I was skeptical, I think, because that kid, I've never seen or heard of him before.
I hadn't either. No, I still don't know who he is.
Yeah. We'll call him that kid from Kingsman for now.
Yeah.
But he did a fine job. But it's all about the people around him, like the supporting cast.
Sam Jackson.
Yeah, Sam having
a lot of fun.
Yeah, you could tell he was just being like ridiculous and over the top. He was like technology douchebag. He was like
with a speech impediment.
That's right, he had a lisp.
I have a feeling that Sam Jackson went off script a lot in this film.
Oh, totally.
Just ad-libbing the hell out of it.
Yeah.
And he is hilarious.
Yeah, every time he's on screen, it was amazing. Yeah. And he's a villain who can't handle violence, no. Which was so funny. Yeah,
and any kind of blood he throws up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I wanted to send a special shout out to the people who have seen this movie before us. Nothing was spoiled for me. There was at least one or two cameos in the film that if I had heard about it, I would have been like, oh man, come on, that's not cool.
Yeah.
So thanks to the nerds who did not spoil that for me. Because there was some really cool, I was like, oh shit, that person's in here. That's awesome. But we won't mention any details. It's just, it was really cool.
Yeah, so this film is basically a Bond film, but an R-rated Bond film.
Oh yeah.
There's no PG-ness to this film.
Yeah.
It is all over the place.
Yeah.
It is violent.
Yeah.
It is really wacky at times. Lots of weird shit is going on. Things are blowing up. People are doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
I could hear Adrian laughing in the background like a madman. Just every time giggling. Something weird happened.
Just giggling. There was a girl in the movie who had like swords for legs. And
she had like the Oscar Pistorius like Blade Runner kind of like leg things.
Yeah.
And except for they were like sharpened like machetes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, this is cool. And it happened in the first 2 minutes of the film. She killed somebody. I'm like, yeah. All right, I'm in.
Yeah, it is vicious.
Yeah, let's just say that Daniel Craig will not be fighting somebody who kills people with metal legs.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to happen.
That's right.
And that's why this film is cool.
Oh, yeah. It is awesome. And I love the region-specific language they use in the film. Like a lot of the stuff in the pub. There was just enough of it to give the authentic feel, and they didn't have so much that it was confusing for a basic North American audience.
I watch a lot of footy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I don't have a problem with accents.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I mean?
Except
like
for Michael Caden. Fucking Interstellar. Couldn't hear a word he said.
I didn't.
Have I bitched about that enough?
Oh, man. I didn't have a problem with him in that movie.
I will not bury another Batman. That's
right. Oh, man. Oh, man. That's right.
So seriously, everybody, this is my public service announcement.
Yes.
No 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
Yes. The Kingsman.
Yes. Secret go see Service. Kingsman. Yeah.
Give it your money.
Yes. The one
50 Shades made like $85 to $90 million this weekend.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
It's crazy.
That is wrong. Kingsman made 30.
Yeah. It deserves better.
It's awesome.
It's a film that could and should be in like a summer movie slot and should play to big audiences because the action is so great. Like there's one action sequence, like the big stage action sequence involving Colin Firth where I was just, my jaw was on the floor and I was laughing and going crazy and just like cheering. And
we were both really into the action scenes in The Raid 2 last year.
Yeah.
And we were both like, wow, that's some really amazing original stuff that we had never seen.
Yeah.
Colin Firth.
Yeah.
Kills 50 people.
Oh, yeah.
It's a bit of a spoiler.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you how he does it, yeah. But Colin freaking Firth.
Yeah.
Is a psychopath killing people.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
And it's so stylish and just well shot. Just exhilarating. It's
big,
like
big. Big kudos to Matthew Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is, I use this term, I said Boyhood, I'm a Tribe last year, we're next level. This is next level action to me.
Oh, yeah.
I gave this film 5 out of 5 stars.
I think that's crazy.
When I walked into the film, I did not expect it.
Yeah.
This is the most fun I've had in a theater in a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not underselling that.
Oh, yeah, it's super fun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's been a few films that we championed to people to go and see, like Chef or whatever. Like
John Wick.
Afflicted.
Afflicted,
yeah. Blue Ruin. Yeah. Stuff like that. The Kingsman people.
Yeah, that's our new film.
That's the film.
Champion.
That's the film. A yeah. buddy of mine said, like a dick, I hope the film fails. So I can get the Blu-ray in a month because I want to watch it 50 times.
Are you serious?
I'm like, shut up.
Oh, that's brutal.
Because I want a sequel.
Oh, totally. That's easily a film that could turn into a franchise.
Totally. It's wide open.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's really great.
Please go and see The Kingsman.
Go see Kingsman.
Highest recommendation.
Oh, totally.
And it's even Adrian approved.
That's right. I was skeptical. I did not want to see it. I watched it and I was so happy I did.
Yeah, but dude, that is so awesome when your expectations get just destroyed.
Oh, totally.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it happens within that first action sequence. I was just like, holy shit. Okay. All right. Here we go. They really undersell it in the marketing of the film.
Yeah. The two trailers I saw had me, so I was in already.
Cool.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, highest recommendation. Go and see that twice, three times.
Yeah. I plan on seeing it again this week.
Yeah, unless they get rid of it in the second week, like Inherent Vice.
Oh, man.
I'm still pissed about that.
That's brutal. Yeah, that was such shit. Oh, well.
We live in a crappy film market.
We do. We do.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Well, 1 out of 3 for you.
That's right. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah. That is a song, isn't it?
It is. Oh, Meatloaf.
I can remember it. Yeah.
Any chance I get to say 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
God, Meatloaf. It's weird. We last couple shows, we haven't done like a main review. We've been doing like the top 10 lists.
And yeah, that's right.
Bottom 5 lists.
Yeah, and Whistler Film Festival.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
But good to be back in the
saddle. It's good, yeah. All right, so I guess we're ready to get into the Victoria Film Festival stuff. We're going to count down our favorite films we watched at the festival. I cheated. I'm including repeats. Bill is not including repeats of films we've seen already.
One of the films was on my top 10 last year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because Adrian wouldn't do films that didn't open last year.
So
he couldn't put The Tribe on his top 10 list last year.
I'm just staying consistent with the rest of my top 10 lists.
You're so cool.
So I have 6 here. I'll start at number 6.
The honorable mention?
The honorable mention, sure, yeah. Yeah. I Am Big Bird, the story about Carol Spinney, the man who's played Big Bird since Big Bird started on Sesame Street. It was a really beautiful film, very inspirational. It's a documentary. It's just really enjoyable. It's not without its flaws. It could use a few cuts, I believe. We both talked about that after the film.
Yeah.
But it's just hard to dislike this film because you're learning the ins and outs of Big Bird and listen to Carol Spinney talk in interviews and you're like, wow, he is Big Bird. So I really enjoyed it.
It's my number 4. When I was a kid, I used to skip school with a bunch of friends and go home and smoke weed and watch Sesame Street.
Nice.
Did you do that?
No, I didn't do that.
This was like pre-Elmo, obviously. I hate Elmo.
Yeah.
Big Bird is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Such a great character.
Yeah.
He seems like a really cool dude. And you guys have no idea how Big Bird works.
Oh, totally,
it
yeah.
It's the coolest thing ever. Like, inside the costume, he is doing stuff that
yeah.
normal people cannot do.
Yeah.
He is a talented mofo.
Yeah, he's inside the suit, his right arm is extended above his head, and he puppets the mouth with his hand. He's a really old man with his hand above his head.
He's like 77 now, I think.
Yeah, I think
like
so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a damn good film.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that film.
Yeah, when I put up my hand to try to get somebody's attention, it gets tired. So I don't know how he does it. What do you have for number 5?
My number 5 is Sunshine Superman.
Oh, yeah, I missed this one.
A documentary on base jumping.
Oh, cool.
About the guy who invented base jumping.
Nice.
His name was Carl Banish, and he was a psychopath.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just liked to jump off shit.
That's crazy.
Like, he would jump off mountains in Yosemite,
mm-hmm.
or he'd jump off a TV antenna tower in Texas that was, like, the size of a mountain.
Really?
He'd jump off it.
Oh, jeez.
Or if they were building a building in a city, he would break into the building and jump off the building.
Wow.
And land in the middle of traffic.
Jeez.
Just a psychopath.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But at the same time, he was a pretty cool dude.
Oh,
like,
right on.
He just liked the thrill of it, and he started a movement called base jumping.
Oh,
there was
wow.
no term for it before.
Yeah.
Base is an acronym for, I wrote this down, building, antenna, span, and earth.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Right
so
on.
So he jumped off stuff.
Right on.
It was a cool film.
Nice.
CNN has as the distributor of the film.
Oh, cool.
So I think it's playing on CNN.
Oh,
like,
nice.
Like the Ebert doc did.
Yeah, yeah. They always play those.
I definitely say check it out. It's cool. Damn good.
Right on.
Surprising.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the film was, and I just, you know, that's what's cool about Film Fest.
Yeah, fits in your slot.
You just, you know, fill in your schedule out, and, oh, I don't have a 4 o'clock film. This one sounds okay. It was pretty good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Sunshine Superman.
Nice. My number 5, is this title right? Lambert and Stamp?
Lambert and Stamp.
Yeah, that's right. It's about, or the managers of The Who. They started out as, what were they?
Hustlers.
Assistant directors.
Yeah. They're
second ADs.
Yeah. Hustlers.
Hustlers.
They were the Jay-Z of England.
Yeah. Yeah, they knew nothing about music, but they figured that if they could find a band, discover a band, manage them, and make them popular, they make a movie about it the whole time. They figured that was their ticket to becoming filmmakers.
Yeah.
Little did they know they would be founding one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
But it turns out that one of the members, I think it was Stamp. Was it Stamp? Or was it? No, it was Lambert.
Yeah.
Kit Lambert, his dad was a really big musician.
Yeah.
And Kit Lambert had some musical chops.
Oh, yeah.
And he really helped The Who out.
Oh, big time.
The Who are a pretty big band.
Yeah.
And Pete Townsend trusted this dude like no other.
Yeah.
It's a really watchable documentary. It's a talking face documentary. It's all just people talking and like cut with footage.
Yeah.
But it's really good.
It's very good.
And it's some really good footage of The Who.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, and there was a surprising little bit with Jimi Hendrix. He shows up in the movie, and I got emotional during that scene just because I always get really sad when I see Jimi Hendrix.
I love Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
So, yeah, they cut a deal with him, with their record label over there.
Yeah.
And that was so cool. It was just very watchable. I enjoy The Who. I would never go as far as say I'm a diehard fan because I couldn't name the whole band. I'm one of those guys.
I'm a huge Who fan.
Yeah. And for me to take something out of this film and champion this film, I think that speaks volumes about the film because you're more of a diehard fan. I'm like casual fan and we both really enjoyed it. So I think that's
a great thing. It's my number three film.
Nice.
My favorite Who song is I'm a Boy. Because the third lyric in the song says, my name is Bill and I'm a head case.
Oh, no way.
Love it.
Nice.
Love it.
That's awesome.
I love The Who. Wicked. Yeah. My dad, when I was a kid, was really into that kind of music and I grew up on it.
Nice.
So, yeah. This was like a slow fastball down the middle, man.
Wicked.
I hit that shit out of the park.
Nice.
Yeah. Great
yeah.
film.
Yeah. Really good.
And it's funny, too, because the only reason I saw it is because Sony Pictures Classics is the distributor.
Yeah.
So I automatically thought it was good.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing how if a certain company puts a film out, you automatically will see it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Miramax in the 90s.
Yeah. IFC, I find they put out a lot of good stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of the nice things about doing a festival with Bill is he gets all this information, and I just kind of follow him around.
Yeah. I have to research everything.
Yeah.
I hate going to film festivals and missing films.
Yeah.
I'm weird about it. Like, yeah. We went to Fantastic Fest last year and I missed two films I wanted to see.
Yeah.
And I was pissed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it bugged me until I saw them.
Yeah.
It's terrible. True. But yeah. I'm not like obsessive compulsive guy, but film fests, I get really weirdly obsessive about it.
Oh,
I'm weird.
Right on.
Right so on. Yeah, Adrian's pretty much ruining my list here.
Yeah, I am. Sorry, man.
So yeah, my number four was I Am Big Bird.
Oh yeah, and my number four, my number four. I'm just going to mention it briefly. We talked about it already. It Follows.
Yeah.
The really badass genre film.
I'm pissed Adrian's cheating, but let's talk about this film because it's awesome.
Yeah, It Follows is so good, and it's one of those films you really need to see on the big screen because.
A really loud.
Yes, loud.
Awesome sound system theater.
Yeah, because there's no way you can replicate this at home. I have a pretty wicked setup, but there is no way you want to leave this to your home theater in a box setup.
Hey, don't knock the home theater in a box, bitch. That's what I got. Rules.
Hey.
Rules.
I had one before. but yeah, It Follows. Just... great story, original story. It's a premise that nobody's done before.
A sexually transmitted demon that follows you and nobody else can see it.
Nobody else can see it. So there's paranoia. There's all kinds of things going on here. And it's really good. And the score and the sound mix really sell the film. There were moments in the film where I'd seen it already and I jumped.
I've seen it twice and I jumped.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, go see It Follows. I'm not sure when it's coming out.
It opens. I wrote this down. It goes limited in like 2 weeks.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Highest recommendation.
And it's Radius TWC, which probably means it'll be on VOD.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
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 But don't see it on VOD. See it in the theater.
Yeah. If it's an option to see it in the theater, make that your first option.
Come on, people. You know what to do. Support good horror.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We've failed some pretty awesome horror films lately, and that's
big
tragic.
Time. It is. It really is.
It Follows to me, I've said this to you and I've said it to a couple other people, is like a riff on Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1 to me.
Yeah, and I can totally see
when
that.
When Freddy was a complete badass and he came to you in the dreams and there was no comedy in Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1.
Yeah.
The rest of the film has kind of got comedic.
Yeah.
Part 1.
Yeah.
It's all business.
It's hardcore.
And this film is, It Follows, is also all business.
Oh, yeah.
And it is damn good. One of the really original great horror films of the last 5 years.
Oh yeah,
I can't remember a film that he's never made a horror film before, and then he made this film, and it's just like wow.
Yeah,
and as you said, it's like Boyhood.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I've totally thought of that before. No, you didn't.
That's right.
Richard Linklater did.
Yeah, that's right.
Same with this guy. Like, yeah. This is some original shit. So please, everybody, yeah. support It Follows.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we saw it last year. Adrian's cheating. But
hey, I'm talking about the Victoria Film Festival, man.
I never, ever put films that I've seen already on, like, lists. Yeah. I remember a couple years ago at Whistler, I put, like, Cheap Thrills.
Oh, yeah.
My number one film, and I'd already seen it. I felt so bad about doing it.
Well, hey, it's worth mentioning. It's coming out soon.
Totally.
It's awesome.
That's why I'll allow it this time.
You'll allow next it. Time. Oh, man. Whatever, dude. Move on. We've spent too much time on this.
Well, my number three, because you've already ruined it, is Lambert and Stamp.
Oh, that's right. I did.
Eventually, I'll have a real title here that I could talk about.
Yeah. And my number three, Wild Tales. I finally got to see Wild Tales.
Bill saw them last year.
Yeah, that's right.
It was on my top 10 of last year.
That's right.
I am Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, that's Bill's Eddie Redmayne. Oh, man. We should do a full episode.
No.
Both
no,
Eddie Redmayne.
No.
Wild Tales, just really funny, man. It's how many short
Five.
Stories? Five?
Yeah.
Five short stories, all with a theme to go with them. I don't really want to spoil it, because that's part of the fun.
No, do not spoil.
Yeah.
That film is... Don't even watch the trailer.
Yeah, don't watch the trailer.
It gives you too much info.
Oh, there's so much stuff they give away.
They play the trailer before the movie, which
yeah.
I hate.
Yeah.
Like, don't show the bloody trailer of the film you're about to watch.
Yeah.
That's poor.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
spoilers.
There's a point about, what, 5 minutes into the film where the audience is going, oh, okay, I'm in on the joke, and you're in on the joke, and it's such a fun experience.
Yeah.
So go see Wild Tales.
Yeah, it's, I think it was either number 11 or 12 on my top 20 last year.
Oh, cool.
And it kind of pained me not to have that on my top 10. It's really good.
It's great, yeah.
Highest recommendation. My number two. Number two.
Number two.
Song of the Sea.
Oh, that's right. That played Family Day.
Yeah. Adrian slept in.
Or yes. Or something. I was at work.
Oh, okay.
Gosh. Slept in.
I was trying to give you an out, man.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
An Irish/Scottish legend about Selkies. Women who turn into seals to save the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, that's not what it's about.
But, okay. It's like, oh, wow.
No, they have to sing a song to save people who've been turned to stone.
Okay.
And if they don't sing this song within a certain time, everybody who's been turned to stone dies, and the Selkie dies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And this is a kid's film.
Yeah, it's pretty hardcore.
It's pretty hardcore.
No way.
First off, amazing animation. You get spoiled by Pixar, and they're kind of like almost photorealistic stuff.
Yeah.
This is animated.
Nice.
By a computer, but it looks really amazing. It's not like Princess Kaguya amazing,
mm-hmm.
where it's like all like hand-drawn. You're like, holy shit, that is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But this is really stunning stuff. This movie kind of broke me. It's really touching.
Oh, cool.
It's amazing. 5 out of 5 ratings are rare at the Victoria Film Festival.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, I've either seen it or it's crap.
That's true. It's some locally made film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not this one. It's amazing
cool.
stuff.
Nice.
And we had an opportunity to see it a couple months ago and we both missed it.
Yeah.
Man, I wish you could have seen it.
It
is really damn good.
Yeah.
Highest recommendation. It's coming out on Blu-ray pretty quick.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And you will not be disappointed by
Wicked.
That movie. It is great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I loved it.
Cool. So that was your number two?
Number two.
All right. My number two is one we've talked about a lot. The Tribe. The one that's all sign language. No subtitles. No translations. It's a silent film you basically watch unfold, and it's badass. It's super gangster.
The funny thing about it is that we had both seen it, so we knew exactly what was going to happen. And we live in a pretty conservative market.
Oh, yeah.
So Adrian was like, so how many people are going to walk out?
Yeah.
And I'm like, 15.
Yeah.
And we get into the theater, and I see these people walking in, and there's old people.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, 20.
Yeah, 20. That's right.
They're... Three people ended up walking.
Only three.
I was so choked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because this movie is not for the weak.
Oh, totally. Like 20 minutes into it.
Oh, totally.
You're like, okay, why has nobody walked out yet?
Yeah. It's brilliant. It was my number two film of last year.
Right on.
A friend of ours, Kyle Wells.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like he'd been hit by a freaking truck after this film.
Yeah.
He had this blank stare.
He did.
It was great.
Yeah.
This movie's the goods.
Oh, it is great.
I was really on the fence about my top 10 list last year because Inherent Vice was my number three. And I'm like, should that movie be number two?
Yeah.
No. The Tribe.
Nice. Right on, man.
Yeah. I wanted to see it again to cement it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And did it ever cement it? And it's technically such a beautiful film to watch because they've got really complex camera movements and really great performances from kids who've never acted before. And I thought that was spectacular.
Do you like tracking shots, people?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, this movie's got some sweet tracking shots.
Oh, yeah.
And for all the people that said that Birdman was the movie with, like, long takes, no. The Tribe is the film with long takes.
Oh, yeah.
There's no cuts in this film.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They go 10 minutes without a cut.
Oh, yeah.
And it's there's no hidden cuts like Birdman.
Yeah.
This was shot. They weren't talking. They were sign languaging. Yeah, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be able to see it because there's some... The MPAA is really naughty about people having sex and thrusting.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
There's a sex scene in this film where the guy probably thrusts 50 times.
Oh, yeah.
This film will not play near you.
Yeah, definitely not.
You're going to see it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait for Blu-ray or on demand.
Drafthouse Films.
Yeah.
The badasses that are Drafthouse Films.
Yeah.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, check it out.
We told you.
Put it on your radar, The Tribe.
The Tribe.
Yeah. Number one, I think we have the same number one.
I would hope so.
What's your number one?
Speaking of Drafthouse Films.
Yeah.
We watched these films back to back, the Tribe and The Look of Silence.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Yeah, my number one too. Joshua Oppenheimer's follow-up to The Act of Killing. A movie that destroyed Adrian.
Oh, man. Physically destroyed me.
Yeah.
I got sick.
And this one is different.
It is.
But I think better.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Act of Killing is a really great film. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was from the villain point of view. And it was really hard to watch and it was really nasty. This one is really human. And it gets you in a different way. And I don't know about you, but it destroyed me.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly, I was done after this film.
Yeah.
And then we went and watched The Tribe.
Yeah. Oh, man. It annihilated me for sure because, as you mentioned, you're seeing it from the victim's point of view. You're talking to people who are survivors of the genocide that took place in Indonesia. And you're seeing just the grittiest, most raw point of view. They're talking to the people who actually murdered people back then. And they're throwing it right back in their face. And man, I give kudos to Oppenheimer and the guy who played with him. As the he's the optometrist, which operates on many levels in this film. He interviews them, and you know, at first he's like, "Oh yeah, let's check out your eyesight," and then he starts asking them questions about the past. And man, is it ever ballsy!
Yeah, you get the feeling that this is just my opinion, of course, but watching this film, I kind of got the feeling that Oppenheimer, when he was filming this, I don't know, he must have got really angry or something, because it's almost like this film is his just like, fuck it, let's get them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And you've never seen anything like this. Like, it is raw and fresh and just touching at times.
Oh yeah.
But then the next scene will destroy you. And the main guy legit is like the bravest person I have ever seen on film.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I could not help but just say to everybody that this film is a masterpiece.
Oh yeah, I fully agree.
I would be shocked if this wasn't top five already at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I'm speechless about the film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we had a conversation about the film afterwards. It lasted like an hour.
Oh yeah.
And it was unreal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great film.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just operates on so many levels because as I mentioned earlier, this guy, he's an optometrist, so he helps people physically see better, but he's also trying to help his nation see the real past, because children are being taught in schools the wrong history about what happened. And it's gross. It's disgusting to see that, just in terms of the lies that are being told, and children are believing it. So this film is, it's important. It's vital. It's a piece of history, and it's a great piece of cinema. It's just so good.
Hopefully Drafthouse does what they did with Act of Killing. Did you hear what they did?
No.
They made it available for free on BitTorrent.
Oh, really?
You had to have an Indonesian IP address.
Oh, really?
So if you lived in Indonesia, you could watch Act of Killing because they weren't allowing it to be shown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So hopefully that happens with this film too. And it's easily the best film of the year. And I'd be shocked in June when we do our halfway point if it still wasn't the best film of the year.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised as well. It is so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes out in June.
Okay. Cool.
It's a hell of a little bit of a pre for us.
Yeah, that's right. It's
like 5 months early, but yeah, something to wait for.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, definitely put this at the top of your list. Look of Silence. And definitely check out The Act of Killing. I believe it's on Netflix USA. I'm not sure about Canada.
Or just buy the Blu-ray.
Support
Drafthouse. Yes. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're great. They put out some great stuff.
Drafthouse has a movie coming out next month called Spring. It's going to kill all you all. I love it.
That's right.
Love it.
Right on, man.
They just put a trailer out for it. That trailer is the tits, man.
I still haven't watched the trailer. I'm going to wait until I see the movie.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I guess it's... Oh, we had a worst film. Worst pick.
God, there were
Victoria
so many.
Film Festival.
So many.
I'll start.
can I say something first?
Oh, yeah.
We were really harsh on this film fest last year. Like, we did a podcast last year about this film fest, and we were really mean.
Oh, yeah.
Really mean.
Yeah.
It was better this year.
Yeah.
There were some really good films. We just seen them all.
Oh, yeah.
That's the problem with going to multiple film fests.
Yeah.
It's no part of the programmers being bad or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just we see a lot of films.
Yeah. Last year we went to Fantastic Fest. We went to Vancouver International Film Festival, Whistler. And then Victoria, which typically for us is usually maybe filling in a couple of gaps, like Look of Silence, which has played at other festivals.
Played at Fantastic Fest.
But only for Alliance Draft House members.
The cool people.
Yeah.
But yeah, kudos for Look of Silence.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I like about this fest. I see one or two films that I'm cool with.
Oh, yeah.
I give them my money and I'm fine.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I don't want to talk negative about them.
Mm-hmm.
It Follows last night was awesome.
Yeah, and it was a pretty good turnout for a late night film.
So yeah, so kudos to the fest.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be negative this year.
All right.
Yeah.
Props to Victoria Film Festival.
Yeah.
That said,
worst film.
Here's my worst film I watched at the Victoria Film Fest. I think this was the first night. Was it the first night I went?
I don't remember.
I think it was a film called Autrui. It's a French-Canadian film about a single lonely girl, I would say late 20s. She
meets a guy in an office interviewing him via... Oh, sorry, that's 50 Shades. Sorry.
That's right. Her roommate is sick. And now, she meets a homeless man. First time she meets him, he's taking a shit right in her backyard.
Not kidding.
Yeah, that's not kidding. Yeah, and he's taking a shit. The cops pull him away, and she's all concerned. She's like, where are you going to take him? They're like, we're going to take him to a shelter. And then the next scene, she goes out and cleans up his shit like he's a dog. She takes a plastic bag, cleans up his shit. Then she proceeds to invite him into her place. And he is a drunk, homeless man who is violent and
just really
incoherent.
Mean. Yeah, he's mean.
Mean piece of shit. For some reason, she wants to help him, and we never find out why.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what he does to her. Like, literally, he does some really bad things to her, and she doesn't seem to care.
Yeah.
And I also really hated this film.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got no motivation, no reasoning behind any of the actions that happen on screen. There's no consequences, no character arc. There's nothing to it. It's, I don't know what they're going for in this. I really don't. I kept waiting for something interesting to happen because they keep elevating the stakes, but nothing happened. And I left the theater going, well.
Hey, according to this film, rape is cool.
Oh, yeah, rape's fine.
Yeah, rape is cool.
As long as you're passed out drunk.
Yeah.
It's as if it never happens. Yes, she gets raped by the man she invites in.
Don't worry.
But
you'll never see this film.
You'll never see it.
It sucks.
It's terrible.
My film was worse.
What's yours?
My worst film of the Victoria Film Festival was Amor Fowl.
Oh, right. I missed that one.
Yeah. Every shot in this film looks like a painting, but it's really dry. Nothing happens.
Oh, brutal.
Like a dog moves. What? And that is like a scene in the film. Like, and there's a little bit of plot. This poet is on a bit of a suicidal tendency thing where he wants to kill himself because he's like arty and poetic and all this stuff. And he wants a partner because he's too much of a pussy to do it himself. And he talks this stupid woman into doing it with him. And nothing happens.
Nice.
I hated this film.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
Yeah. I'd never see this film. I know people have liked it, but they're blind.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anybody who liked the film at the festival.
Yeah.
It has no redeeming qualities. The dogs are cute, I guess.
I guess,
yeah. Every scene of the film has a dog in it. Standing in the corner looking stoic.
What?
Yeah.
This sounds stupid.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible. And I missed a film that I actually really wanted to see because everybody said Amor Fowl was really good, like festival wise. I read a lot of reviews about it. And they're like, it's a good film. And there was this other film called Sume about Greenland and their first rock band.
Oh, yeah.
And I kind of like rock docs.
Yeah.
And I missed it.
Oh,
and I'm still pissed.
That sucks.
Yeah. So, yeah, Amor Fowl, avoid the hell out of that film. I apologize if you've already seen it and didn't hear me before this.
Yeah, that's right.
Erase it from your memory.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So that's Victoria Film Festival in the books. I had a good time. Didn't see as many movies as I usually do.
But Adrian disappeared for days.
Yeah, I was just, you know, there's something about the festival I just wasn't vibing with.
I know,
this year.
I was like, hey, dude, you come to the fest? And he's like, oh, I'm just not feeling it. Yeah,
there's a lot of reasons behind it. I won't talk about them here.
NHL 2015.
No, actually, I've been going kind of soft on that lately.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on. You've seen some other films recently.
I have.
So, lightning round time.
Quick and dirty, y'all.
Yeah, that's
quick
right.
Quick and dirty. Documentary on Richard Linklater called 21 Years. Just going through his whole filmography with everybody talking. And Matthew McConaughey being awesome.
Oh, wicked.
He's so good.
Nice.
Just talking about Linklater and how they like did Days of Confused and Bernie and all that. Really watchable. On iTunes.
Cool.
And on DVD.
Nice.
Very good film. I'm going to do this really quick. So in my what the fuck, dude, film of the podcast, Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Show them what you're made of. Documentary on the Backstreet Boys. You know what? Kind of like this one.
Ah, cool, man.
Music is awful.
Yeah, yeah.
But that band has some demons.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They've had a really bad time. yeah, it's really watchable because they don't like each other, and they got really fucked when they were younger.
Oh, really?
Figuratively and literally.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Sounds like I need to watch that.
Oh, yes.
50 Shades of Backstreet.
50 Shades of Nick Carter. yeah, it's actually pretty good. I was really surprised. Somebody told me it was good, and I was like, okay, cool.
Right on.
I'll check it out. It's on iTunes.
Cool.
Man, I cannot read my notes. Top five. A film that never opened here.
That's right.
And it's directed by Chris Rock.
Yeah.
And everybody loved it.
Yeah,
now
that's
I
right.
know why. Because this film is damn good.
Right on.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Chris Rock is in fine form. Lots of people just walking around and talking, but really funny talk.
Cool.
He's a movie star that is kind of down on his luck, and he's trying to marry a reality TV star who is a real gold digger.
Nice.
And his life just kind of falls apart, and it's really funny and watchable.
Cool.
Yeah, check that one out. Amira and Sam.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This month's Drafthouse film, Drafthouse Pictures. It's not their usual film. It's a love story.
Oh, cool.
About a man who just came back from the war and meets a nice girl who happens to be from a country that he was fighting in.
Oh, nice.
And because he met her father when he was fighting over in Iraq. And they fall in love. And it's nice. Just kind of not what I was expecting, maybe. And I wasn't terribly into it.
Oh, I see.
Not bad, but yeah. It's just... I expect more from Drafthouse. Maybe I'm weird.
Yeah.
Beyond the Lights, another film that never opened here. Another really nice love story about a pop singer who is at her wit's end. She just can't stand it anymore because being a pop princess is kind of shitty. And she tries to commit suicide and saved by a cop.
Oh.
And they fall in love.
Oh, cool.
And it's really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on.
I don't just love the violence. I love the love, too.
That's right.
And rewatched a couple films that I just kind of wanted to point out. Sion Sono's latest film, Tokyo Tribe.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen it.
Oh, it's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah, it's... I have no idea if it's coming here. It's on Region 2 Blu-ray from Japan if you have a multi-region player.
Oh, right on.
And it's awesome.
Cool.
A rap movie with samurais and gangs, and everybody gets beaten up, and it's really screwed up.
Nice.
But it's awesome.
It is so good.
And the really low-budget Australian film, Wormwood, it's a zombie film that you've never seen before. It brings so much originality and new ideas to the zombie genre.
Cool.
And the film costs like $50,000.
No way.
It costs nothing. They Kickstarted it mostly. Yeah. And it's one of the cooler zombie films I've seen in a very long time.
Right on.
Your brother Kyle likes it.
He loved it.
We had a pretty good conversation about it. Fantastic Fest.
Cool.
But yeah, it's cool. It's on iTunes. Check that out. Support good horror.
Yeah, man.
And that's it.
Right on.
It's weird. I usually have more, but I was at a film festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'd come home and still watch movies.
Those hardcore like
I'm
that.
Hardcore.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we have some upcoming films. What? Because we typically post these episodes every 3 weeks. What do we have coming up that'll be on the next show?
On February 20th is a movie I will not see. I don't know if you're going to see it. The Duff.
I am going to see it.
Oh,
I'm going to see it.
The title alone is just so incredibly terrible.
Yeah, the Duff stands for Designated Ugly Fat Friend.
What the fuck is that?
Every group has one, apparently.
That is so shitty. I can't even explain how shitty that is.
Yeah, in a time when we're trying to prevent bullying, it is pretty lame.
Please,
I watched the trailer.
Please don't pay for it.
Yeah.
Sneak into it.
Yeah. No, I watched the trailer and it looks like any other 90s girl film. It looks exactly like She's All That. And it looks like it's going to follow the monorail of beats. So Whatever.
I'm
going to see it.
I am just shaking my head. I'm ashamed. Chernobyl is back, y'all. Hot tub time machine.
Oh. Ooh. Yes, I'm going to see that.
Oh, I'm all over that.
I love the first one.
I love the first one.
Yeah.
But this one was also delayed.
Oh, it was, eh?
It was supposed to come out on Christmas Day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that would have been a cool film to see on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It looks great. John Cusack was playing golf or something and couldn't be back.
Maybe he was doing Maps of the Stars.
Adam Scott now?
Adam Scott. He's awesome.
I love Adam Scott.
He's funny.
Yeah. The trailer looks funny. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Opening day.
Right on.
McFarlane, USA.
What's that?
Kevin Costner is a gym teacher who's going to teach a bunch of Latinos how to run track.
Oh, that's right.
Cross country or something.
Yeah. That's going to be...
It looks very generic.
It's this year's, what was the Don Draper?
Yeah, I liked Million Dollar Arm.
Yeah.
Even though I bashed the hell out of it. I actually kind of like that one. I like Kevin Costner.
I like him too, yeah.
This, I think I know exactly what's going to happen in this film. So, I don't know, maybe a renter.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll see it in the theater. Unless I've been like, I got to see it for the podcast.
That's right.
Wild Tales.
Oh, sweet.
Opens on February 20th.
Oh, yeah. I think Van City's getting it over Vancouver, I think.
February 27th, Will Smith is back. He's got the chick from Wolf of Wall Street with him, and they're going to be caper people. They're going to do card tricks and stuff.
Yeah, I saw the...
Focus.
Yeah. What's with Will Smith these days?
I don't know. She's really pretty.
She's awesome.
Yeah. The movie looks really dumb.
It does. It looks stupid. I don't know what kind of... Like, what's the last Will Smith movie you really enjoyed? I just thought of that just now.
Wow. Drawing a blank. Drawing a blank.
Me too. All right. To be continued.
Everybody is like yelling out there like... MP3 player.
Men in Black 3. No. I enjoyed that movie, though.
You're on crack.
Well, it had Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords.
Yeah.
He was awesome in that.
What We Do in the Shadows, y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The Lazarus Effect. You see that trailer?
I have. Yeah. Flatliners, the remake.
Yeah, pretty much. Olivia Wilde is a person who gets... electrocuted and killed in an experiment, and they pump her throat full of some experimental drug, and she comes back.
Yeah.
And she's not what she seems.
No. And in the trailer, we see her kill one of the main characters.
Yeah, that's kind of a spoiler that I was like, whoa!
So you know exactly when you see that setup, so if you haven't seen the trailer, just
don't watch the trailer. Yeah, that's just a brutal spoiler. A movie we've both seen, 71.
Oh, yes. Love that movie.
That's great. Jack O'Connell in Ireland, Behind Enemy Lines.
Yes.
Yes.
Check it out.
It's really good.
Yeah.
He's a star.
Yeah.
That movie is really well shot and full attention. And
Yeah,
it's well worth your time.
Yeah, it's a white knuckle adventure.
This is all about movies we've already seen, so we can totally say whether they're good or not. Everly,
I liked it. I
didn't mind it. I thought it was okay.
Okay, yeah.
Selma Hayek with a lot of guns kicking ass.
Yeah.
And she is ageless.
She is.
She is hot.
Yeah, she looks great in this movie. Yeah.
It's a fun little film.
Yeah.
There's a really cool scene of torture in it that I really liked.
Stay
tuned for that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's already on VOD.
I think so.
It's on iTunes.
Yeah.
So if you want to check that out. A movie I really hated, Map to the Stars.
Garbage movie.
Absolutely shite. David Cronenberg has lost his mind. It's a terrible film. Avoid that. Also on iTunes. But do not watch it.
Do not watch it.
March 6th, Chappie.
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 What?
Have you not seen the trailer for Chappie?
No, I haven't.
It's a new Neil Blomkamp film.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, it's a robot who is being taught a personality by the band D'Antwoord.
Okay.
Do you know who D'Antwoord are?
No.
Okay. You gotta look them up.
Okay. All right.
They're a South American rap band. They're really weird.
Nice.
Neil Blomkamp is awesome.
Oh, yeah. He did District 9.
Yeah.
And what was the other one, which I didn't mind?
Elysium.
Elysium. Yeah. It had some really cool moments.
I liked Elysium.
Yeah.
He's a really good director, and I have high hopes, because he hasn't made a bad film yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Trailer looks weird, but I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I'll see it.
Unfinished Business. Vince Vaughn, Dave Franco, Jim Broadbent are a company trying to get accounts for their company to make money, and they do hijinks.
Ah.
Like, seriously, this trailer sucks so bad, I have nothing to say.
No way.
Yeah, I hate Vince Vaughn. All right. Dave Franco's awesome.
Yeah.
He's underrated as hell.
Yeah.
And I have no idea why Jim Broadbent's in this movie.
That's weird.
That trailer looks like shite. And speaking of just absolute garbage, I got to read this nice and slow because I'm going to say it wrong. The second best exotic Marigold Hotel.
Because
we needed a sequel.
White people in Victoria are going to freak out.
Yeah, if you're above 60, this is your flick. And hey, Richard Gere's in it.
Richard Gere?
Richard Gere.
Wow.
The Silver Fox.
Huh.
A lot of movies this month I don't want to see or I've already seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to skip the next podcast, I think.
That's right.
Adrian, I'm just going to be on autopilot.
I will. Yeah, that's right.
My ultimate team in AHL 15 is...
Hey, man. Oh, dude.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. There's a couple good ones there, but I've seen a bunch of them already, so I don't think I'll be seeing a lot.
Yeah. I'll see a few here and there.
Yeah.
But
we're going to a 24-hour movie marathon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Two weeks.
2 weeks from now.
From now, yeah.
And the plan is to record between the movies and see how progressively worse we get.
Yeah. I will probably fall asleep at some point.
Yeah.
I think you can bet money on that.
In case you were curious, my work sells caffeinated chocolate.
Oh, cool. May have to get some of that.
I read the instructions. It's like, do not eat more than 4 pieces in one day.
Oh, really?
I'm going to test that.
Oh, shit. That's crazy, man. Doing it for science.
Pretty much. I want to get to like maybe 8.
That's insane, man.
Yeah. I'm so looking forward to that.
Right on.
It's going to be a bunch of old movies probably, and I love old movies. So.
Yeah. And it's at the Cinematheque, and they don't announce the films until they actually play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I did it 2 years ago, and it was amazing. So I can't wait. Glad you're going to be there.
Yeah.
And I'll punch you in the face if you fall asleep.
Yeah, sounds good,
wake
man.
Wake up!
You're snoring, dude. Yeah. Right on. Well, I guess that about wraps it up for this episode. We should tell people where they can find us online. Where can they find you?
I am on Twitter. Twitter only. At SoundJam69.
Right on. And I'm also sort of on Twitter. I've been taking a break lately. I'm at Adrian_Charlie. The Green Screen of Death has a Twitter account, which is at @TheGreen_Screen. We also have a Facebook page. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, any platform that runs a podcast. Just run a search for The Green Screen of Death. Feel free to hit subscribe if you like. And please give us a rating. It helps us find new listeners. So if you like the show, hit that thumbs up. If you want to leave a comment, leave a comment. Again, it helps us find more listeners.
But Adrian, can I find The Green Screen of Death podcast on my new PS4?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Probably not.
I bought a PS4.
Yeah.
And I probably have played it for like 3 hours.
Oh, that's crazy, man. I think I played my PS4 for 3 hours today, actually.
Nice. I had to work. Tomorrow. I might play some games.
Right on. Yeah. Right on. Well, again, thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate anybody who's checked us out and anybody who's stuck around. So we hope you stay. Until next time, thanks very much.
Peace.